its norms.
You say enough?
Yes.
Then you better tell them.
Ladies and gentlemen, it appears we have a problem of some magnitude here.
Okay, come on, champ. I'm gonna take you for a ride in a shopping cart.
Did I sleep long?
Yeah, a little while.
What time is it?
About 4:30.
Are there no more Ruffles?
They're all gone. Hey, here's some Munchos.
No.
How about taco-flavored chips?
No.
Hey, look, Cheez-Its. Huh?
Okay.
All right.
Yet you cannot begin to understand what it is that is outside of the mist.
Yeah, do you understand?
There is no defense against
the will of God. There are none so blind as will not see.
What are you saying? What are you proposing?
Proposing, I'm proposing that you prepare to meet your God.
Go meet Diddly Squat.
Doubters go down to the end. Yet a monstrosity did drag that poor boy away. Things in the mist, abominations, eyeless freaks, pallid horrors. Do you doubt? Then go outside. Go on out and say howdy do.
Mrs. Carmody, you are going to have to stop. There are children here. You understand what I'm saying?
What chance is that?
A sacrifice. A sacrifice.
Right. Shut up. We don't want to hear that talk. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say.
They'll come for you tonight. You'll hear them coming, creeping and crawling, and you'll beg for Mother Carmody to show you what to do. You'll see.
I want to go home.
That old lady's crazy as a bedbug, but she could be right about something moving in after dark.
The mist will blow over by then.
What are we going to do about those windows?
Right.
One of those things you saw in the back decides to hit the glass. We're all up the Chocolate Creek without a pissant for a pass.
Yeah. Listen, there's a pile of lawn fruit bags down there. 25-pound sacks, Green Acres, and Figaro. We could put them up like sandbags up against that window.
That's a good idea.
Hold it. Let's figure this out while we're all together.
Go get some crack.
Anybody got any weapons?
I got a shotgun.
They're about two aisles that way.
I'm going to try for it.
Right now, Mac, that's a very good idea.
Yeah, right now I think you're right.
Wait a minute. I have this gun.
All right.
My husband's idea. He thought I should have it for protection.
Is your husband here?
No, he's in New York on business.
If you can use it, you better hold on to it.
What do you got there, a 38?
Yeah, I've never fired it in my life.
Okay, we got a gun. Anyone shoots good?
Yeah, wait. I did a little target shooting over in there.
That's yours.
It may sound a bit off the wall, but there aren't any flamethrowers in this place, are there?
Oh, jeez. Up till last week, we had a whole carton of those little blow torches. They weren't
the propane
set up back.
Oh, there's plenty of salt. That's what you put on nasty crawling things.
Daddy, the Cracker Jack's all
gone.
What are
we
going to
do now?
We're
going to get the bags?
All right. Yeah,
okay. Let's get those bags up.
Okay. I guess Sonkers will have to do, huh?
All right. Salt.
Tell you what I think. I think we ought to wrap some of those cedar mop handles with cloth, tie them with twine, have a couple of cans of lighter fluid already.
Beat salt.
Why doesn't someone come and rescue us?
Well...
Do you know what's happening?
No. Neither does anyone else.
Do you think Mom's okay?
Billy, I just don't know.
I want her awfully bad.
Oh, Billy.
I want flashlights for these people.
I'm sorry, we'll have to share the few we have.
I have a group here that needs to have
light. We have two, but that's all. We must share our dwindling supply. We have a lot of batteries.
Brent Norton lobbying for their group.
There's Mrs. Turner.
Hi, Billy. Stephanie here, David?
No, she's at home.
Yeah, Alan, too. How long are you on watch here?
Till 6.
Have you seen anything out there?
Just the mist.
I'll keep Billy till 6 if you like.
Would you like that, Billy?
Okay.
Let's go. I'm sure everything will be okay with Steffi and Alan.
You're nuts if you go.
Let me pass.
You're nuts.
Let me pass.
Please, let's talk this thing.
We are going out. May. And I stress May. Be some risk involved. It's a matter of options and probabilities. It's the only rational thing to do.
Listen. McKee is going to barbecue some chicken over the gas grill. We'll get some hot food into us and talk about
it. Move out of our way.
Do what you want, but you're as good as murdering those other people.
Mr. Norton.
Come on.
Let's get out of this nut house.
Brent, wait a minute.
I don't want to discuss this any further, David. Certainly not with you.
I know you don't. I want to ask you a favor.
What's that?
I have 300 feet of clothesline.
So?
Just tie one end around your waist before you go out. When you feel it come tight, tie the other end around something else. And then forget about it. Doesn't matter what. A car bumper, a door handle, anything.
Why?
In case you need to find your way back. And it'll tell me you got at least 300 feet.
No.
All right, good luck anyway.
I'll do it. No reason not to.
Thanks. Just tie it around your waist, and I'll let it out.
You want to take my knife?
No, it's all right. I got one.
All right.
Are we ready?
Out your line there.
Are we finally ready?
Good luck, man.
Oh, don't worry, David. We'll send someone back to lead the rest of you out by the hand.
That stuff is as thick as pea soup.
Yeah. I swallowed them right up.
How far?
Over half. 150 feet.
Stop!
Right there it goes again.
Yeah, three quarters. That's about 225.
God, look at that rope go.
It stopped.
Close the door.
Wait a minute. Let me pull the rope in. It's slack. It's not attached to anything.
Hurry, please.
Look at that. It's soaked in blood.
That rope's been chewed.
Death out there!
Shut the door.
Here, have some barbecue chicken and potato salad.
We gotta eat, big guy.
I'm not hungry.
I have cranapple and Triscuits.
No.
Okay. Go get a peach. You like peaches.
What if Mr. Brown says something?
Well, if he says something, you come back and tell me.
Okay.
How bad will it be tonight?
I don't know.
Let me keep Billy as much as you like. If I have Billy, I'm so worried about Alan. I have this terrible feeling he's already dead. Don't you feel anything about Stephanie?
No.
Do you like Rikers?
Not really. Here comes Billy.
Come with me, Billy. I'll show you how to make a little man out of a peach pit and some thread. Won't that be fun?
Dave, where's the boy?
With Mrs. Terman.
You want one of these? Clausen's kosher pickles.
Thanks. So what's happening?
Three guys on watch this shift. This thing's moving around out there.
Huh?
I'm not drunk. I've been trying, but...
What are you talking about?
Tom Smalley saw it, too. Sometimes a little smudge in the mist, sometimes a big dark place. Then it fades again. Even Arnie Sims saw something, and Arnie's blind as a bat.
The others?
They're out of staters. I didn't ask any of them.
What's that?
Sun-made.
Raisins?
Well, it's not prunes. One thing I don't need is prunes.
Thanks.
Look at that old Mrs. Carmody staring at a plate full of chicken bones and slurping up a can of V8.
She looks healthy.
Yeah. She was right about one thing. When it gets dark, we'll find out.
Insect. 2 feet long.
It looks like a color of burnt flesh.
Twinks women on flat sucker pads, two bulbous eyes moving in their flexible spots. From the tail protruding through the sexual organ or a stinger.
Oh, God, I'm glad I didn't eat. I never hold it down.
There's more of them. That one is at least 4 feet long. Look how they leave a sticky snail trail on the glass. Listen up on the roof.
They're all over the building. Like maggots on a piece of meat.
Maybe this will do something.
Well, that gun away. Don't be crazy.
I know what I'm doing.
Way.
And
the others will come and take its place.
Look at that one!
Rings, I'll find it. Look at the pink thing on his face. It's gone. She's trying to
cover in the window.
Mrs. Clinton fell down. They just ran right over her.
Oh! This is just too...
Tom, behind you.
The long food bag is sliding out.
What?
Heads up, look out. Matches is calling through.
Quick, the torch.
Matches. Who's got a match?
Yeah.
It's tearing chunks of meat out.
I've got a match.
I've got my marine corset on.
You kill it.
I can't get it. You shot.
It's linked.
Stand back. There.
Jesus. That thing went up like a box cut.
It's taking off. Watch. It's on fire.
See that? Green right into the spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, Prego and Rago all over the place.
David?
Huh?
One of those other ones. It's wriggled through the hole.
What?
God, it's the mutated housefly.
It's got a stinger.
I have it. Take that.
She can't have raised any cannon. She's killing it.
That did it.
Let's cover up that hole. Quick, give me a hand.
I'll sweep this into this pocket and get it out of here.
I'll hold the door for you.
Throw it outside. Bucket and all.
That just swooped down and picked up the corpse.
This is. I just.
Come on, it's okay.
Is it? I'm sorry.
Tom Smalley is dead.
Oh, God!